Hey, everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
Can we all agree?
Whatever Chrissy says is what we're doing.
Can we all agree?
Yes!
Okay. It's funny that the contrarian of the group is the one that's... No, I'm just kidding.
I thought it was poor sportsmanship. Oh, I think you're a little over the top there, Ben.
Oh, it is, man. Kind of funny how the sorest of losers in there is the one that's policing people's reactions.
That's pretty much real life.
She very well make it to the end, like you're saying, Colleen, but I don't see her getting any votes. Like, no votes.
I've been saying that all season.
But she's so, like... You don't have to be a jerk like that. Like, have we not learned from Russell that you have to also, like... I don't know. I don't think she's winning any votes in the jury.
No.
I mean, she's played a pretty good game, but... Like I said, it depends on who she goes with. If she goes, you know...
No, I don't think she can go with...
Go Devin.
I don't think she can go with anybody at this point. I don't think... Okay, so we're talking about Chrissy for anybody out there that hasn't caught on.
I said Chrissy.
You did say Chrissy's name? Okay. I feel like, unfortunately, the way that it's going for her and the fact that she's like every single tribal council and every single downtime at camp, you see her having some kind of fight with somebody or getting snippy with somebody. I don't think she's making herself any friends, unfortunately, and I think that people are going to be pretty... Not if, nice to hurt Final Tribal. Ryan will go with her.
If Aubrey, who is a sweetheart, got a bitter jury.
But is it really a bitter jury when...
Well, Ty.
Yeah, Ty did too.
Still can't get a vote. I mean...
So, I mean, maybe she could win. Maybe I'm just reading it wrong, but she's just not coming across.
Well, you compare to... You compare to Russell, her game is... She's played a good game, but it's not in the same level of Russell's game.
No.
Russell was amazing.
Yeah.
And he didn't win. She's, like you said, she's played a good game, but I wouldn't say a great game.
Yeah. Agreed. I wouldn't say she's playing a great game. I mean, she's still there at Final Five, so yeah, well, she's clearly doing something right.
She's made moves. I think she's made moves. I just think she's also made enemies.
Yes, she's made enemies, like, with those moves.
Ashley is ticked off because she know Chrissy was that part of that move. Right.
Right. And
she's not happy with Devin right now either.
No. When I think that she's presented a lot of them in a way that's off-putting to people, possibly. Yeah. I don't know. I think if you're going to vote someone off, you have to have good jury management as well. And I don't think she has great jury management because I think that she just gets kind of snippy and I think that turns people off.
She is a sore loser and I think it turns people off.
Right. Like, you don't have to respond. Ben on his own, like, could have just shot himself in the foot, like, with his, like, oh, this is really awesome kind of, you know, boom, Ben bomb comment. Like, that alone, let him be the bad guy. You don't have to point it out. And
yeah, she took the target off Ben and put it on
and herself. Put it back on her, because then everybody is like, ooh, Chrissy looks kind of like, you know, that's kind of reaffirming to them that she's, you know, not the nicest of people. So... That's why sometimes it's best, as I have learned in my 33 years, I think it took me 32 and a half years of it, to not always respond when somebody says something. Let them hang themselves. So, anyway.
Let someone dig their own grave.
Thank you. There you go. Gosh, this is like the most morbid of... Like, how many...
Let somebody load the bullets into their own gun. Yes.
Let someone hang themselves.
Yes.
Let someone thread their own noose.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right. Well,
let someone else hire Omarosa.
Oh.
Oh. Too soon? What?
That's okay. We'll still get the bad iTunes review saying that I made the joke, so... it's okay.
I was making an apprentice joke, not a political joke.
Want to thank the people that make what you just heard possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Patreon changed their policy because of huge backlash. So for those maybe out there that stopped being a patron because they added charges to the patrons, which was really weird. Like, if you're going to add charges, add it to us. Don't add it to the people that are contributing to the podcast.
Yeah, that just didn't make sense at all. It's like, who's making these decisions?
Yeah, but they...
I mean, especially a company like that, you think that they have data, like, you know, do some polling and
or
say,
hey, how about check with the podcast or, you know, all the different people that use Patreon, see what they think?
Well, you know, give us the option to opt out or
yeah,
something
exactly.
like that.
So... apologize for whatever confusion, wherever it was with that, but thank you to all of our patrons that stuck around. And for those that didn't totally understand why, but Patreon has removed those extra charges. So whatever you contribute all helps make these shows possible.
Which you weren't charged yet.
Yeah,
it would have been effective December 18th.
Which was good.
So it's only the 13th as of recording this.
And for those that don't know what we're talking about, Patreon was going to add like... 50 cents or something like that, somewhere around there. 50
it was
cents
a 2.9%
like
processing fee plus an additional 35 cents. So for the $5 level patrons, it came out to 50 cents.
Don't want to get too inside yeah. baseball with it, but just either way,
math.
Luckily, none of our patrons were charged that. Patreon changed course with it. And for those that left out of fear of those charges, totally understand, but they're gone now. And more than happy
what
to have
that?
You back. But either way, thank you to all of our patrons. Without you, these shows would not be possible with all of our great death puns. all right, Colleen.
And Armorosa.
Let's jump into this episode.
All right, let's jump into this episode, much like we're jumping off the bridge.
No! I thought we got out of it, Colleen.
Well, you shouldn't have set it up for what?
I usually say it's jump into the recap.
You're going to jump off a cliff. I'm not jumping off a cliff.
Just the Brooklyn Bridge. All right. Survivor episode 12, I think we're at 13, something like that.
13.
The Survivor Devil. We start off night 33, not night 29, like my trusty sidekick told me.
It was an educated guess.
I was told there'd be no math.
I've already tried to do math already tonight. Okay, night 33. Everyone is talking about Ben's idol play. Ryan says, "Well, that's how you play an idol."
Well, who's the one that said that was better than my idol play?
Because Mike said that.
Mike or Ryan, and neither one really did a good job playing their idol, right?
No.
Am I mistaken?
Yeah. No. Well, Mike played his for no reason, and
yeah.
Well, and Ryan played his for no reason.
Yeah.
So technically they were right, but I think they were trying to give someone a... I thought they were trying to give Ben
yeah,
a compliment.
I think, yeah.
And go, well, you sucked at it.
So. I think they were trying to give him a compliment, too.
Well, like a compliment by complimenting themselves, right? No?
No, no, no. They were like putting themselves down to build him up.
Okay.
No, I thought that... I didn't see it as a joke, but anyway.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Bitter podcaster.
Yeah.
it could be. It is me.
I kind of thought it is, you know, them like just making a commentary. Anyway, it doesn't matter. As no, you know, ruling
well, it
on
does
the rest
matter.
Of the game.
I thought it was a stupid statement.
Well, let's see if you can go on Survivor playing idol wrong.
Bitter podcaster.
Yeah. Ben says there's no hard feelings, and he's excited to talk about how his soul vote is what put Lauren on the jury. He goes off to get water or take a dump or something, and everybody acknowledges...
I think he just said going to get water.
He was gone for a really long time. I just assumed he was pooping. It's like, you know, it's nighttime. It's perfect
pooping
time.
Pooping in the water, I guess. Here you guys go.
Night pooper taking poops at night.
What was it, Twilight Pooper?
I don't know. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, Twilight. No, that was Midnight Pooper.
No, Twilight. It's definitely Twilight something.
Okay.
Anyway.
It was Twilight Pooper.
Yeah. So Ben
Chris was proud of that, so.
If you don't know, this is a Ramblecast joke in which somebody randomly wakes up in the middle of the night, goes number two, and then goes back to sleep. So there you go.
They're called the Twilight Pooper.
Yes. See, proof that I also listen to your shows. Anyway, Ben goes to, quote, get water, unquote. And everyone acknowledges that he's got to go home next, no matter what.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Can we agree on that? And she must have said, like, 18 times that we know of.
She's not a control freak or anything.
It's Survivor, Chrissy. Yeah, sure. We all agree on it. Sure.
Until we go over there, have another conversation, and agree on something else.
Yeah.
Devin says, "There are that was incredible. If there are Survivor gods, then that was a move by the Survivor devil," which was actually pretty funny.
But that didn't make sense either. Yeah. What were you supposed to do? Not play his idol, go home? Only the devil would save himself. And Devin, I like you. You're from San Diego. I like you. But come on, man. You said a few stupid things today.
Yeah, he did. He did. Anyway, so Chrissy points out that everyone has to win. Everyone not Ben has to win immunity next. Devin is weary that something could still go wrong. He tells Ben that he voted out the wrong person and he won't let him win immunity. Ben knows that he has a long, hard road ahead of him.
And that was something Devin backed up in the immunity challenge.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I also commented on that.
He was struggle bussing, that's for sure.
I know, and I understand why, because he had just eaten. But okay, we'll get to that. But at this point, everybody was collectively like, Ben's probably not going home. They're making a really big deal about how Ben has to go home.
Yeah, there's no way he was going home.
Yeah. So we go to day 34. Ben wakes up early to go idol hunting. Chrissy wakes up and she's nervous that Ben is looking for an idol and, you know, tells Dr. Mike about it. We head into the reward challenge.
This is when Dr. Mike said, look, I've looked for the idol.
No, this isn't that part.
Okay, all right. Okay.
This was later on. We go into the reward challenge. It's three teams of two. Chrissy and Devin, Mike and Ryan, Ashley and Ben. Chrissy and Devin end up winning. They pick Ryan to join them. Ashley is not happy about this. Ben was like, I just wanted to go to try to find a clue, but Ashley's all hangry.
Because to me, I've always said you don't take people in your alliance because you don't want to leave the people that are not in your alliance behind.
Yeah.
That to me was a good, you don't take Ashley, but Ashley was just ticked.
Clearly they misjudged that one.
But I guess it didn't matter. I mean,
hangry. Hangry is a thing.
Is this one of Ashley, I guess if we're talking about she went home, is this her mistake in that she didn't see that, you know, Chrissy obviously had Devin's ear terms of, you know, dictating the decision?
Right.
You know, should she have really thought there was more of a target on her back than she did?
Possibly, but...
That's a great point because, you know, Ben tried to talk to Ashley. Ashley's, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she was right in the sense that Ben was just trying to stay up for another day.
He was, but she pointed out, well, I know who made the decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. So she actually kind of knew that... Ben wasn't making his own decisions Devin wasn't really calling the shots per se. I don't know, maybe a conversation happened and we missed out. It looked like Devin didn't want to vote for Ashley when Chrissy came up with the plan, so who knows?
But he did.
Yeah.
but
still, like, yeah, I think this was her chance and she missed it.
In this game, you have to keep all your options open.
Yep.
Well, and the other reason, I wonder if something that we didn't see was the pointing out that she was the biggest threat to win individual immunity that was left. Devin wasn't really making a good show.
Yeah.
It was pretty. No. Ben really wasn't making a good show. It was pretty much Chrissy between the women, Chrissy and Ashley.
Well, I don't know if Chrissy. I think Ashley had more of the physical. Like she was definitely more of the physical threat.
Yeah,
I think Chrissy's the good puzzler.
Yeah,
but if anybody knows, like, what the last five challenges are, usually end in a puzzle,
right?
Yes, but the one for the final four is usually that crazy, you know, multiple
stamina
part stamina one.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah, where you just look like, you know, everybody looks like they're about to die.
I didn't think it was we'll get to that when we get there. But
so. Anyway, Ashley is at camp. We go back to camp. Ashley is still kind of pouting. It's a tough one to lose. Mike wants to have a venting session. He's really pissed that Devin and Chrissy picked Ryan over him.
Well, he's 22. He should have the most energy. He weighs 30 pounds. Yeah. He has no energy anymore.
He's 22 and you can literally see his heart beating through his chest.
Yeah. That didn't make sense to me. But...
yeah, I think he was just really hungry as well. Hangry as well.
No, I think so. But it was really cute, though, like Mike trying to be like pissed, you know, he's trying to be. I am angry.
Yeah, I
am. That just made me. I mean, Ryan, he's young, even though he's like literally like, you know, on death's door in terms of just he needs food.
Did anybody else think it was kind of adorable that Dr. Mike and Ryan were put together in the challenge?
I said, yeah, the two most least athletic people on the left of the game are on the. But you can see that Mike. I think Mike was more frustrated with how Ryan performed in the challenge.
Yeah,
it's like you got to like, go back. Got to go back over.
Yeah, so he performed the worst, and he got to go.
Yeah, I think that's what really ticked him off, and he said it. He was the worst. He's the worst in challenges.
Yep. So Ben asks Dr. Mike if he's next and, you know, points out that Dr. Mike is always gunning for him. Ben says that if they can use his vote or something, just let him know because he doesn't want to go home next.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he tries to patch things up with Ashley with very limited success. So he goes off to find an idol. And at this point, Mike, he's searched everywhere for the idol and he's pretty confident that Ben is going home next and he's not going to find it.
I checked the beach. But you know what, Cracknup, they kept saying during the thing, if anyone can find an idol, it's going to be Ben. Well, Ben at this point is the only one looking for the idol.
Well, in all fairness, it's all they're showing us. It's all the edits showing us.
I get it.
And technically, they didn't even show us Ben getting the idol.
Yeah.
So for all we know, the producers could have just like given it to him as he was walking
Which
in.
I'm kind of thinking may have happened.
Your mom goes, Cindy goes, she goes, well, did he not find it? I go, no. I go, what's the point? At this point, I'm ripping up the whole bed to find the idol.
But why not show that?
I think suspense, probably just storytelling. I don't know.
It's either that. Well, again, you don't show it. You leave the door open for people to be like, oh, maybe the producers just like hand it to him because they wanted him to have it.
Oh, I think maybe the producers were like, hey, look at that tree over there. There looks like there's a map that might be over there. That's kind of what it felt like to me. But, you know, we're just bitter podcasters sitting over here wishing that we were playing. Only two of the three of us over here wishes that we were playing.
Me? You don't think I want to play?
I said last week that I thought that I would be really good at Survivor. You looked at me and laughed, and you were like, I'd never play.
Well, you know, I'm not saying I would never play.
I think I'd be really good at it. I'm just saying. Not to toot my own horn or anything.
As she toots her own horn.
As I toot my own horn.
All right, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Get on with the recap.
Okay. We go to the reward challenge. I'm sorry, the reward itself. This beautiful island in this super rich person looking house.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
You have this beautiful view. I mean, it's one of those breathtaking views. Can we all agree?
Yes. Yep.
Why were all the chairs facing the other way?
I wonder if it was for the glare or something for the camera.
I'm sure that's what it was, but I'm like, okay, I get that. But if I'm going to sit there, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime view, I want to sit on the side.
I think Colleen's dead on. I think it was probably for the show.
Well, it probably is, but move the table back a little bit. But
well, we saw when they pulled away, when they were all in the water in that pool thing, that they were in different positions than what we saw them when they were talking. So I wonder if after they had finished setting up whatever shot for them eating or whatever, they let them, you know, turn around and enjoy the view or something.
Oh, I can live with that.
Yeah. Because it is a TV show first and foremost. But so it's a private island with all you can eat or drink, which I think Jay and I were like, man, how do we get that Airbnb situation going on?
Seriously.
That was awesome.
It was awesome. It was nice.
Mike calls it one. I'm sorry, not Mike. Ryan calls it one of the best moments in his entire life. Which I could believe. The three discuss Ben going out next and then Dr. Mike after Ben. They want to make a final three deal because they all have such different games. So it'd be great if they all sat next to each other. You know, Chrissy was like, you know, I'm the one that's got the best game. And Ryan has the second best game. And Devin, you have the third best game. So let's all sit there. Math is good. But Devin and Ryan.
I think that's who Chrissy wants to go against. I really believe that's who she wants to go with, Devin and Ryan.
Agreed.
I don't think she could beat, well, you never know.
I think she thinks that she could beat the two of them. So they make their final three deal. Devin and Ryan are glad to renew their alliance, and Chrissy is just happy to break up Devin and Ashley since she wants Ashley out.
Which makes no sense why Devin would want that.
Yeah.
I don't think Devin wanted...
But I think he you can see he's kind of easily influenceable.
Well, I think, A, if somebody goes to you with a final three deal, you take it no matter what. Remember Malcolm made that mistake in Philippines? He didn't take the final three deal with Denise. Was it Denise and Lisa somebody? I don't know. And
you can take it, but still not... It's Survivor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you tell that person.
How do you vote
you
your strongest
it?
Alliance out? Your strongest person out there is Ashley. And you voted her out.
I don't know. We'll have to find out whenever Devin does his exit interview. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm sitting there, I'm going to tell them, sure, I'll be in your final three, even if I don't have any intentions of doing it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't tell anybody, no, you're not my final three.
Yeah. So we go to the immunity challenge. Chrissy wins. I don't think I would have been able to do that puzzle. Just saying. While I'm talking about my great Survivor game that I plan to have.
that's a tough puzzle because you're again, we go a little tired, not sleeping, not eating.
Yeah.
And just to get to the it's kind of a, you know, it's a rough challenge just to get to. And then
now Devin, this is where we were making fun of Devin earlier, where he just looked like...
He was stumbling.
Left.
He was like stumbling along the thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, like we said before, is Chrissy is just a master at these puzzles, and she just very calm, doesn't pat where everyone else is looking around trying to figure out something. She just very calm.
Well, Dr. Mike was pretty calm too, wasn't he? Like sitting down and like chilling and putting it together at one point. And then Dr. the music Mike. Picked up, and I was like, oh, they're gonna solve it soon because everybody's getting faster all of a sudden. But so Chrissy wins.
Does Dr. Mike, we got two more immunities to go?
Yep.
Does he win a challenge?
I hope so.
I want his wife. I think his wife should already be proud. But as somebody that is married to somebody that's like way too obsessed with a Survivor player, like I'm really pulling for Mike.
What are you talking about? I'm not obsessed with a Survivor player.
Oh, did you or did you not say if this is a 10-pound baby, you would strongly consider naming our son Ken so he could be Ken as a 10-pound baby?
Yeah, hashtag Ken is a 10-pound baby. It's really funny.
It is kind of funny.
Thank you.
It's not funny.
You can't be petty when it's funny, Jay.
Exactly. Come on, it was clever. I think of like one clever thing a month, and that was my clever thing. I got it done right in the middle of the month.
Our son will not be named Ken. That's what happened to Mike. Wasn't his son named Ethan because she had a crush on Ethan? I will not be Dr. Mike.
Yes, but this is more of a podcast joke that he'll forever
That's
be
even worse, naming our son after a podcast joke. That's horrible. No.
Maybe he'll be sensitive, though, like the real Ken. His namesake.
His namesake.
Well, the hashtag is his namesake. Let's not have any qualms about that.
Just name him hashtag.
Oh, man.
No.
That's horrible.
No. No, that's just crazy talk.
Don't give her any ideas,
it'd always
Jack.
It'd always be trending.
It'd always be trending.
See, there you go.
That would make Zach jealous, so.
Nah, as long as Zach had candy or something,
yeah,
he'd be fine.
He'll always be trending.
He'll always be trending. See, Jack said his funny thing for
that. That was funny. The Ken is a 10-pound baby thing, not funny.
I got a lot of laughs on the live broadcast when I said that.
I'm
okay?
Sure.
A lot of laughs.
The most laughs of any podcast.
Tremendous amount of laughs. You're just trying to deny it because you're jealous. Sad. Anyway, speaking of sad, Chrissy wins and decides that she has to... She declares that this is my time to be in control of the game, and she has to decide whether she wants Ben or Ashley voted out. Sorry, excuse me. Good for you, Chrissy. So we go back to camp.
That didn't sound sincere.
We go back to camp, and it's a pretty quiet walk back camp.
You notice Ben was off by himself?
Yeah, we saw that. We were like, oh, emo Ben over there. Kylo Ben? I know it was supposed to be Kylo Dev, but we kind of had like Kylo. We kind of did kind of have a little bit of that.
Sure.
Maybe not. Ben is sure everyone is targeting him, and he's pretty bummed that, and he's pretty bummed about that. But he's a Marine and is never going to give up. It's water fetching and idol hunting time. He goes off to do that. Ashley is worried about the chance of him finding an idol, so they think about splitting the vote between Dr. Mike and Ben. But Chrissy would prefer to vote Ashley out first, and since she thinks she's princess queen of the camp. She talks to Ryan, Devin, and Dr. Mike about this. Dr. Mike prefers to go for Ben. Chrissy says that she may make a late game decision and switch the vote on them all. Devin isn't too thrilled about changing to Ashley.
I thought that was something bizarre to say.
Who, Chrissy?
When Chrissy said, I might just do a late game change and get tribal.
I think that that's to show that she really thinks that she's in charge of.
I know, and that's what that people should have been. That would have, to me, sent up a red flag.
Yeah. Well, she had immunity, so what could you do at that
point? No, you can't vote her out, but she wants Ashley out, then I'm less likely to go her way.
Yes. I would have, honestly, I would have, if I was there and it was appropriate time, I would have probably tried to, like, considered cutting her off at the knees and voting out Ryan.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Jay?
I agree as well.
Woohoo! Everybody agrees! See? We all agree!
It happens!
Yeah.
Except for your stupid name.
Jay's been quiet ever since you kept bringing that up.
I know. He's sulking. He's like Ben. He's off in the corner with his beard, sulking down the beach.
Without his cowboy hat.
Well, yeah. Meanwhile, Ben finds the clue to the idol, conveniently, which says that it's under their shelter. But unfortunately for him, Dr. Mike and Devin and Chrissy are all there, so we don't know if he finds it or not. At this point, I was kind of figuring that there was a 0% chance that we were going to see this whole sequence about him finding the idol and trying to get it without anybody seeing it, and then him just get voted out without any...
But at this point, the way he played the idol didn't matter.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, because he kind of was, like, went all balls to the wall with it.
Yeah, so. I mean, can I just say, this is my biggest bone to pick with this episode, is why did they not show us him getting the idol? I don't understand it.
Because at that point, we would have known before Tribal that there was no way he was going home.
Putting around his neck saying, anyway.
It made for a good moment.
I think it would have made for a better moment in that they didn't know it was coming. So obviously he found some way to sneak it out. So, or even like, okay, here's a little throw out there. Maybe a way to make it fresh if they were thinking to make it fresh. When he goes to dig in his boot, flash back to him actually getting it and then going back to it. I feel like there's more creative ways. I think they should have shown us how he did it, because the fact they didn't show us, I feel like, leaves it open that maybe the producers just gave him the idol.
I don't think so. I think you're getting a little conspiracy.
Isn't it like other times where they had to actually go underneath the...
Yeah.
Well, maybe the producers helped him out by conveniently doing... talking heads for everybody but him.
Maybe. And that's where I'm just kind of like...
But I think you're getting a little...
Then why didn't they show it?
A little old man yells at clouds with this.
I'm just saying.
I can agree with Jay. You don't want to... Even if it didn't happen, why give the appearance that it could have happened?
I don't think that it gave the appearance that it could have happened. I think that they just wanted to make it so that there was a little bit suspense. Like, did he or didn't he find it?
But it would have taken away from the suspense if he didn't tell anybody he had it until he played it.
Very passionate about this.
But I'm just saying that's saving the suspense. If we as the audience wouldn't know he had it until he played it when Jeff asked,
and then all you guys would be calling BS.
No, I'd be like, okay, that's like, oh my god, that's whatever. But the fact that he put it around his neck before he voted and gave it to Jeff before he even asked, before there was even a vote, what surprise were you saving by not showing it?
because we didn't know if he was able to get it or not. It's terrible storytelling if we don't see this whole sequence and then he just whips out an idol at Tribal and everybody in the audience is like,
so then just show us.
I don't know. You couldn't put two and two together maybe, that he probably found it because...
Yes, but I'm saying I feel like it's a little fishy. It's a little fishy. I'm not saying I need to appoint like a special counsel to investigate this or anything, but I'm saying it's a little fishy, and I feel like I want to see this scene in some extra like YouTube content or something about
again,
how they found the idol.
This is where the CBS All Access stuff, they should be showing scenes.
I'm sure that they have.
On the CBS Access, if that would get people to... I would pay the $5.99 a month, whatever it is, to see that for extra footage that we don't get to see.
We do.
Well,
that's
I better
what's
see
on the All Access.
I want to see him
it's
finding
all
that
extra
idol.
Footage.
I want to see it.
It's on CBS.com, too.
If he puts on his boot and goes, ow! then we know something wasn't.
It's like, oh, hold on, there's a big rock in my shoe.
Well, I guess my shoe was under the tent.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just saying. Okay, so I just looked. The extras are not up on CBS.com
how
for tonight.
Oh, how convenient.
Well, that's because the episode hasn't even aired yet on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you guys are being very ridiculous and very
pretty
conspiracy.
Reasonable.
Yeah,
pretty
and
reasonable.
I disagree.
If you're going to make idols that important to the game, then I need to see everybody that finds the idol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Even though I have been winning it all.
Yeah.
It benefited me.
And again, I love
it
Ben.
It benefited you.
I want Ben to win. I do. I do want him to win. But I'm just saying.
Ben is by 10.
Ben is. There you go. I'm saying it's a little fishy.
Lame.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
A little fishy.
So we get to Tribal. Chrissy gets snappy with Ashley. Everybody declares that they have a final three, except for Ben, who says he'll pretty much go with anyone. Devin then gets a little bit snippy with Ben. Chrissy had she was like, I don't wear the game on my sleeve. And then like,
because Devin was like going, I don't need to tell you my game because you're not over there.
Yeah. But like, Chrissy saying she doesn't wear the game on her sleeve is hysterical because pretty much since episode one, we've seen Chrissy wearing the game on her sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm pretty sure she yells at Ben about 30 seconds later, showing that she's wearing the game on her sleeve.
Oh, we forgot to mention that Jeff pointed out that this is the first... during the first challenge, this is where Chrissy threw up.
That's right. He did. That's why I'm pretty sure we're getting all the clues that Chrissy and Ryan are going to the final three together, since that challenge is what kind of cemented the two of them together, because that was when Ryan gave her the thing, that idol advantage thingy. Remember?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes. So Ben like pulls out his idol and Mike's like
okay.
The bomb thing.
Why did Ben pull out the idol?
Because he wanted to make a move in front of the jury. At this point.
No, I get it.
This was all making a move
just,
in front of
my,
the jury.
My beef isn't with him doing it like that. My beef is it didn't show us.
But he had the power, right?
Yes.
If they all vote for him again, he votes Devin out or he votes.
Yeah,
I think he wanted Ashley out.
No, I don't think so. Honestly, okay, this is my opinion and theory of it is he's building up his resume. Last episode, we saw him keep the idol to himself until the very end and get out Lauren, right? This episode, we saw the other play that you can make with the idol, which is pulling it out and being like, here, Jeff, I'm going to play this. I'm going to play this. And stop it.
I didn't say anything.
I'm going to play this idol. And now the rest of you have to decide on the spot who else you're going to vote for. So
very, very mature there, Ben.
What was mature?
No, Chrissy. Chrissy being
She said again, something.
Poor sport.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Chris, she was, like, again, like him doing the, you know, I just dropped a bomb on the game.
A little over the top there, Ben.
Right. And you know what? Top. But she didn't have to point it out because, as we talked about earlier,
again, it's not good jury management.
Like, that takes the target away from what Ben did because now everybody is like, you know, nobody likes the person that's like, you know, narking on somebody else. You know, yeah, we're not even narking, but you
nobody
know what
likes
I mean. No, yeah, nobody likes that person, Chrissy. So, because it wasn't, unless there was something we didn't see that she was provoked, she just kind of looked like a jerk for. Yeah.
I think she was upset because, you know.
Oh, she totally was upset. Haven't we seen enough of sore losers in society today to kind of recognize the signs of
one? But I don't understand because the person she wanted to go home went home. Yeah. So I don't know what she was upset about.
One of the people.
Literally the one person that can beat her in the challenges went home.
Yeah. Well, I think she was more upset because she didn't get to make the final decision in the end.
That's true. It's hurting her. Yep. It was turning her resume, but she doesn't wear it on her sleeve anyway. So
yeah, she doesn't wear it on her sleeve. So
does she even have sleeves?
She has very nice arms. I'll give her that. They go along with her very nice teeth.
Yeah, we'll say, Colin, if you want to go on Survivor, you need some Crest white strips or something. They're not white enough.
It's all the wine.
Yeah, just bleach
them. Have that.
Yeah, I got to up my Rembrandt.
Or maybe get you some veneers or something.
Veneers, yeah.
Or I'd be down with veneers.
No.
No?
You would break them on your fingers, which you do all the time.
That's very true.
You guys have seen the movie Something About Mary, right?
Actually, can I confess a secret, guys?
You've never seen Something About Mary?
No, I've seen Something About Mary.
Where Matt Dillon gets the big teeth.
Yes.
What you have to do.
Speaking of teeth and biting your fingers, I had a dentist appointment tomorrow, and I canceled it so I could get a manicure.
Hashtag winning.
All right, so you're going to the dentist, but you needed your fingernails to be nice. I'm not brushing my teeth, though. That's what their job is for, right?
Well, no, I can't. I tried to reschedule it, and they're booked through the end of the year. So I was like, oh, well, I really need to get my nails done before a Christmas party tomorrow night. So, ta-da.
Well, can you go? You're pregnant. Can you go? And you can't have an x-ray.
I don't do the x-rays every time.
Okay.
I go twice a year, right? So it's just a cleaning.
All right.
Yeah. So, anyways, and I didn't have the x-ray when I went in June. Yeah, I went at the end of June, too. But anyway, so that's neither here nor there. The Ben bomb went off.
Boom!
Yeah. And then he tells Ashley and Devin to vote for Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike looks so scared, and I was really upset for him.
Well, I like Ben. You want to go back to camp with me?
Yeah.
I, you know.
And then that was pure, I mean... You know,
disrupt. That's what it's his only play, really.
And then Devin goes, "I still don't think you're gonna play it."
And he's like, "Oh yeah, sucker."
Well, I mean, Devin can say he got him to play it, right?
Yeah, he did. Well,
Ben could have tried to hold it for next week.
There's no way you hold that.
I know. There's just no way.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, once he pulled it out, he couldn't just sit there and hold it. He had to play it. He had to set the Ben bomb off.
Yeah.
So. Anyway,
well, to me, it's clearly right now that Ben is controlling the game. And I, like you said, it did show the jury that he's in charge.
I don't know if he's in charge. I think he's in charge because he's found the idol. If he didn't have the idol, he wouldn't be in charge.
Yeah,
but you could see the frustration on Chrissy's
Ben's
face.
In more of like a Texas Mike position.
Yeah,
where the jury loves him because he's the underdog and they want to see him win.
Devin was clearly flustered by it. Yeah. Ryan, I think someone needs to feed Ryan. He's about ready to pass out.
Don't tell Dr. Mike that, okay?
No,
he'll get really upset.
Yeah.
He passes out. He's 22. He shouldn't be passing out. I'm not helping him. I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
But he's 22. He should be in better shape.
Yeah, he's like, I already helped, what's his face?
Yeah.
What's his name? How quickly we forget our old hashtag. What was his name?
Cole is my goal.
Cole is my goal.
Cole was my goal.
Cole, yeah.
But Dr. Mike's a sex doctor, right?
He helps. So, okay, I found his Twitter.
So he really couldn't help Ryan anyway, right?
Well, I mean,
because Ryan says he hasn't had sex. So that's what. That
yes, was I was going to make a joke, and I didn't know quite how far to take it. I mean, maybe he could help Ryan.
Yeah, maybe.
So Dr. Mike, according to his Twitter, is he specializes in male sexual dysfunction and male infertility.
Oh, okay.
So there we go. Okay, back to Mike. Focus, people, focus. Back to the end of this. I've completely lost my spot. All right, so Devin calls Ben's bluff. Ben plays it and goes, I'm in the final five, Jeff. I think Chrissy right there, if looks could kill. Dr. Mike looked panicked and sad, and that made me so upset. I know I said that already, but, you know, I want to say it again.
Again, at that point, I'm thinking, why vote for Mike? He doesn't win any of the challenges. I don't think he can win the game.
Yeah, who knows? Ben says it's... Oh, I think it's because Ben was mad that Mike kept gunning for him.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what more of what it was. Ben says that it's awesome.
Ben should have really been playing on. He should have seized the moment and said, "Chrissy is your enemy with Ashley."
Did he even know that Chrissy was against Ashley?
He was perceiving it. You saw how ticked off she was at the reward challenge thing. She subtly.
But was
not
she
so
more
subtly,
mad at Devin?
No, you could tell that she was less mad at Devin and more mad at Chrissy. I mean, Chrissy even kind of got all, you know, been out of shape about it at Tribal. Like, oh, I know exactly who you're saying. So it's obvious there was some tension there.
Yeah.
That's not what I was saying at all. I was saying that you made the decision, but basically what she was saying.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Ben, throughout this season, has shown not the best gameplay in terms of his emotions also kind of getting the best of him, who he wants out of the game and stuff like that.
True.
He was also, because he got a little giddy too when he found the clue.
Yeah.
I said, keep calm. But he does show a lot of emotion.
Yeah, I would say that perhaps he's not the strong, if he wins, he's not the strongest of winners. But
again, I'd put him there with kind of, it was a Texas Mike, whatever his.
Yeah, friend, it was Mike.
We're rooting for him.
Just because he's the underdog.
Yeah, and I think he's a likable person. He's not an
He's not a bad guy. He's playing the game of Survivor how you're supposed to play it. As far as, you know, people keep saying you're dishonest. Like, I think Mike that said you could. Was it last week they were talking about being honest? You could do this, or was that today? Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But it was.
Yeah.
It's like there's no fault in playing the game dishonestly because that's the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that
if
is.
If you can get through without doing it and win, more power to you. But most of the time, you're going to have to lie to somebody.
Yes. Which apparently happened to Ashley because she went home 5-1. And I don't know how the final vote ended up with even Ben voting for her, but it did.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, Devin tried to give her a hug and she blew him off because, well, he wrote Ash.
Oh.
He always calls her Ash.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a secret who he voted for.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think at that point she kind of probably knew that they... Because when it gets that... You don't want to split the vote when it gets that close, right? But anyway.
She was definitely shocked she went home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
So...
But like Jay said earlier, she should have started...
Yeah. She should have seen them.
And her inability, her non-flexibility with working with Ben, at least pretending to work with Ben.
Yeah, she should have at least pretended because
It's like when we said when someone says you want to be part of Final Three, you say yes.
Yeah.
When there's six people left, and someone says, you know, hey, you want to, and you say, no, I'm not working with you.
Yeah. Do you guys think Ashley was the right person at the end of the day?
Yes. I think, well, Ben's out, so yeah, she's a challenge threat. Yeah. Chrissy wants Devin on her side. Devin and Ashley are close, so yeah, makes perfect sense.
Okay. All right.
I don't know why Devin voted for her.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense unless he just figured it's going to be 5-1, but
well,
it seems like how did they all know? There must have been a backup plan in case someone had an idol.
So it was six left. Do you think that perhaps they were concerned? that, well, because it would have been 3-2-1 then. Because if it was Chrissy, Mike, and Ryan who went with Ashley, so let's say Ben went with Mike and Ashley went with Mike. Oh, well, then actually, no, it could have been then a 3-3 tie. So, unless Devin had the guarantee that everybody else there was going to vote for Ashley, that you don't want to risk us tying the vote.
But even then, would you're Devin, do you risk ticking, now Ashley's on the jury, you go to final three, you want that vote. Does she vote for you now?
I mean, she you probably got to figure she's going to vote for you over Chrissy and Ryan.
We'll see.
Right? And everybody automatically assumes that Ben's going to win if he gets up there anyway. I think that Devin probably just strategically realized that he didn't want to have to risk going to a tie vote.
But had it, Ben supposedly blew up the game playing his idol. They all voted for Ashley.
Right.
Even Ben there must have been some side deal that we didn't see.
Maybe, unless again, Ben is pointing to Mike, and he's telling the other two to vote for Mike. They don't know. Maybe they don't know for certain, right? What do you think, Jay?
For what?
For the case that they all voted for Ashley because they didn't want to risk having it 3-3 voting for Mike. Because there's no guarantee know.
I think Chrissy wanted the Ashley. They knew nobody else had the idol because Ben found it. So you take out the threat.
But how did Ben know to vote for Ashley?
There was probably part. I mean, the tribals are like over an hour long. So there's obviously some signs that he was able to pick up on.
All right.
Oh yeah. Or at some point, somebody, the other ones are trying to figure out what to do, and they're pointing to Ashley or something.
Yeah, that could be it.
So anyway. I think that's it for the recap. Do you want to get into some feedback?
All right, let's do it. Let's jump into it.
All right. So our first email is from JP. Ugh, why did they have to bring up Jersey bagels? You have no idea how much I miss New Jersey bagels.
Really, people should really miss New York bagels, not New Jersey. I'm not to diss your New Jersey bagels, but I've had both, and New York ones are much better.
Yeah. I like the Jersey taffy, though.
Do you? Well,
Salt Lake taffy is still my favorite, but Jersey taffy is a close second.
I don't think I've ever had Jersey taffy, but I will second that New York bagels are the best. Our next email is from Victoria, and this is, boo, I can't take this anymore. Where is the petition to have only one advantage per season? Well, watching this episode, my son said a million times he's finding an idol with an eye roll. I mean, come on. What type of Survivor experts allow Ben to be alone the whole episode? I found it funny that Ben said it's hard to find an idol when there's literally a big arrow telling you where it's hidden.
And it had like footprints.
Again, the fix is in, people. Sheeple. You have to dig into you got to read between the lines.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, this was just a setup. This is going to be a finale full of goats, and either Chrissy or Ben will win. I'm sure Devin will say taking out Ashley was his big move this season. Was his big move, but this season has been lame to me and somewhat a disappointment other than a few good episodes. Can't wait to hear you guys and get your thoughts. Side note, Jeff telling them that the idol was real was very much meh to me.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I feel like this has been kind of a lame duck season.
Well, you think, because it just seems like the last two or three seasons, you see people on the internet, you see people, we complain about it, other podcasts complain about it. Are they going to cut back on the idol play?
I think that they tried to do that
There's been less this season.
But to me, once the idol's outplayed, that's it.
Don't put it back in the game.
Don't put it back in the game.
Yeah. Or don't, give directions on where to find it.
Exactly.
Even though it went to a player I do like in Ben, and honestly he's like the only interesting person that I can kind of root for, even though I don't even think he's the best player.
I like
there's
Dr.
actually not
Mike.
Even really a great player playing right now. Dr. Mike's not a good player though.
He's entertaining. I like him.
Yeah, but it's that's what I'm saying. That's where this is a pretty lame season. There's not anybody really playing the game well, and nobody's really that likable. Aside from Ben and Mike, maybe.
My hope that was Ryan was going to be a strategic player, but he faded early.
Oh yeah,
he just
kind of fell behind in the Chrissy shadow, which I wonder again if that means he's the zero vote getter at the final three. So there's, you know, you're showing his story how he got there, but you're not really showing too much of what he did.
Not the way he starts out.
He blindsided Chrissy and he should have gotten out Chrissy. Like he broke up her power, but they let her stick around,
unless he thinks that he can beat her because, you know, he probably hears everybody talking how she's not likable.
Sure. But there's another person that has to be there with him, which I think would win over Ryan, but.
Yeah.
Because right now you have Devin, who's likable, I would think, and then Ben, who's, everyone says they can't beat, they're not going to be able to beat him.
Yeah.
But so next season will probably be a returning player season, right? Or not, we'll just have to wait and see. But whether it's reducing the aisles, but I think maybe just this wasn't a very inspired cast. Like it seemed like there's a lot of characters, but none of them really played out all that great, and there hasn't really been a great player that's come across. So,
well, let's see what happens. It's not over yet. We still have a final episode.
It's gotten the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's gotten a little more.
Yeah, it's gotten interesting.
Yeah,
but it took. It's one of these seasons that took long to get going.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if that's the last of the listener feedback, that means it's time to tally the votes. Let's see how we did.
I had Devin.
In terms of the preseason picks, were Ashley, Nolan, Colleen, you said pre-merge. No points. Jack, you said pre-merge. No points. And I said merge, so that's a point for me. And then for who we thought was going home this week, I said Ashley. That's a point for me. Jack, you said Devin, no points. And Colleen, you said Ashley, that's a point for you. So I got 2 points. Colleen got 1 point. So let's give Colleen the 1 point.
Yay!
And me the 2 points.
But what about my 5 points for picking who would be the most bitter not being picked on a reward challenge? I had Ashley all the way.
So that makes the point total now is tied 7-7-7.
Jack
had like a 5-point lead at one point. He is San Diego-ing all over the place.
Oh, I am.
And we'll have to see how this plays out with the finale episode. Did Jack have the biggest choke of all time in the tally game, or will he come out ahead?
Well, now we have to pick the order of how they're going to go out, right?
We have to pick the order. In terms of our final picks, Jack, you still have Ben, Colleen, you still have Ryan, so you still have the opportunity to get all of the points. So you're in a good spot.
This is what sucks. This is what's so stupid about your game. Because I could go out and have no chance to pick another person to go to win. You've had a second chance.
Yeah, but I get less points.
Yeah, but I have no chance of getting a second pick. Well, I should be Colleen, and I should be allowed to pick a second person.
Yeah, but if it's only five, you know, people left, your odds of picking the right person are pretty high.
That's the skill of having someone in the game that long.
That's not a bad argument.
He's going to disregard it, but it's not a bad one.
No. If you want to, if your person goes out, Jack and Colleen and myself. I will give you a chance to pick again. You can text me your picks, even though it's not live on the show. But I think I am a just game dungeon master.
I guarantee your phone won't be working right. I didn't get the text till...
No, I will honor it. So if any of your picks, whenever they get kicked out, you can pick again.
All right.
I'm totally not going to remember to do that, so whatever.
And neither. And plus, I don't watch it live.
But to keep it on the up and up, would you be fine if I made it whatever, how many players are left, that's how many points you can get?
Yeah,
that's fine.
So if they're the fifth person out, you have a chance to get 4 points. If they're the fourth person out, you have a chance to get three points.
It's so close right now, you just don't know.
I know. But are you okay with that limitation to the points that you can get?
I am okay with that.
All right. Jack, you have to pick the order. It's a five boot. Well, not really five boot, but there'd be five people. You have to rank them in order. And there can be ties depending on the votes when it's final three. But who's your five, four, three, two, then one?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Jack is up first.
I'm ready. Five is Devin.
Okay.
Four is Mike. Three is Ryan. Two is Chrissy. And Ben wins it all.
So, Mike, you're saying Ryan is three?
Ryan is three. Chrissy, two. Ben, one. And it's an explosive tribal with Ben and Chrissy going back and forth.
That'd be fun. That'd be really fun. Yeah. That would be really fun.
It would be all the people that are left, they would have the most.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Agreed. All right, Colleen, you're number five.
You better just copy and paste that because I was thinking the exact same thing right down to the Chrissy-Ben fight.
Boring.
Okay. All right, I'll switch it then.
No. If that's what you want, take it. I mean, you're tied.
That's what I would have done, but...
Then do it if that's what you want.
No, I should play to win, so I'll just flip-flop Dr. Mike and
Devin.
Hold
on, you could be playing to win because your final pick is Ryan. If Ryan wins and you are the same on your boot order, you win the game.
Yeah, but Ryan's totally not going to win.
Okay. It's your. I'm not saying you have to do it. Your call. So what's your order?
So I'll flip it then. I will say that Dr. Mike is fifth. Devin is fourth. Third is Ben. No, not Ben. Sorry. Third is Ryan. Second is Chrissy. First is Ben. All right.
Okay, hold on, Mike, Devin, Ryan.
This is entertaining.
And
la da 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 da.
Hey, I want to hear this, all right? We have to go through your long pauses during the recap. All right, here we go.
Hey!
Wow.
You know, I felt really bad for Dr. Mike when he was sitting there looking worried and sad and panicked during Tribal Council. I don't know if you've heard that or not.
I've heard it once or twice. Number five.
Wait, I didn't hear that. What was that?
I just feel so sad for him. He looks so scared.
I just want you to say it again.
I'm going to say Mike goes first. I'm going to say Ryan goes.
Ooh.
Just change it up, you know. I think Chrissy is third because she gets no votes. Devin gets a pity vote from Ashley, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, man, I want to switch mine. I think Chrissy gets third because I think Ryan gets a vote from Devin on the jury because he's bitter and doesn't want to give it to Ben.
Or doesn't want to give it to Chrissy.
He doesn't want to give it to either of them.
All right, that's my mine is Mike, Ryan, Chrissy, Devin. Ben.
Can I switch mine or is it too late?
It is written on the page.
Oh, man.
What do you want to switch it to?
I want to just switch it that I think Ryan will get second and Chrissy will get third because I think he'll get a vote from Devin on the jury.
Are you willing to sacrifice a point to switch it at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, sacrifice a point?
Well, I already wrote it down. You already had
your
official submission.
Oh, my God. You're going to let us make changes while the episode is airing via text message. You didn't say final answer, did you? Because you know
yes,
I get
I
very
did.
Upset when
we did move on to the next contestant. So
we
I
did.
Don't know if that's final.
You were going to copy Jack's, like, no, let me change it. So you changed it. I allowed the change.
I thought I was there. I remember. It only happened a minute ago.
And then I moved on to mine, which I completely
did. I'm just saying, are you that competitive?
I'm not. I'm just trying to be a fair dungeon master here. I already made my picks, and after you heard my picks, like, oh, wait, I want to change it. So I'm saying I'm allowing you to change it, but it will cost you a tally.
Seriously?
Is it worth it to you? Jack, what do you think? Am I being fair or unfair?
I can't hear what's going on.
Switzerland, take a side.
Do we agree?
I go ahead and switch it. I don't care.
Thank you.
I'm going to win this, so it doesn't matter.
So no point penalty, Jack?
No point penalty.
Okay. Colin, what do you want to do? Saying Chrissy third, Ryan second?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. I want to switch all my picks.
And I would let you out of sportsmanship.
Well, there's no consequences in this game.
You know, Chrissy wouldn't let you switch.
No, she wouldn't. Oh, my God. She'd still be screaming at me right now.
There Colleen goes again, making her own rules. All right, so it is a tie game.
Little over the top there, Colleen.
we each have 7 tallies. We each have a pick. Well, Colleen and Jack both have a possible 15-point pick, and I have a 5-point pick. So anything can happen. There will also be live changes whenever their person gets voted out, and they can pick who they think would win. Now, again, if it's final three,
changes.
If it's final three, you can't. I would say you probably can't make the change, right? Because you just. So I think this is if they get voted out in 5 or 4. Once it's final three, you're locked in.
So I'll have to watch it live. I'll have to watch it live then.
You would have to watch it live.
I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to remember this, so whatever.
No, I will remind you.
I'm so confident. I'm so confident Ben's going to win. I don't need to change it.
Oh, now you're just in a gentleman when it comes to this?
Yes, I am. I'm being fair. Sorry you want special treatment because you're sleeping with the host.
Oh, whatever. You don't even sleep there. You sleep in Zach's bed, and Zach sleeps with me.
Anyway.
Zach's a kicker.
Yeah.
Literally. The child makes pinwheels in his sleep. It's
which
true.
You get to
Jack
enjoy
knows.
Tomorrow, Jack.
Yeah. Have fun with that.
Can't wait.
All right.
I get to take him to school now because usually on Fridays I don't get to take him to school, but I, you know, when your mom takes him, but now I have time to do it too. So
oh, very nice. Oh. This should be fun. All right, that will do it for this week's show. We'll see you post finale. We will record like after the reunion show, so it'll be a late night on Wednesday. But excited to close out this season of Survivor. So until then, hasta luego and goodbye. Oh man, I almost missed it. I thanked the patrons before. Gotta thank them again, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier.
Woo-hoo!
All right, now I'm gonna say it again. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Wait, but it's the holiday season.
Okay.
Amazon.jandjack.com/Amazon.
Oh!
Right, yes.
Well, yes, there you go. Please.
All right, now we're done. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.